This morning, we'll be talking with Heather Norris. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Well, how are things going at Keep Watch? We're past this Christmas break. It's been cold, some cold mornings, getting a little warmer. How are you guys doing? How's it been happening?
We're doing great. We're looking for an exciting year. We have an event coming up in March, so we're kind of ramping up for that. And because school is back in session, that means we're back in over 130 schools praying for the students and the teachers and administrators.
Now, how, just the perception, especially of public school systems, of praying in schools, that seems impossible the way the culture is right now. But, I mean, of course, that is possible. And how did you guys end up being able to get into the schools? And give us an example of what's it like for one of your prayer volunteers once they're in the school praying.
Sure. So what we have is we have a weekly prayer focus so that everybody, all the volunteers that are going into schools are praying the same thing. And they might not be in the schools. They might be out in the parking lot. They might be there for a time when their students are in an athletic event. But for most of our prayer walks, they go in before or after school, and they might go to a common area like a media center and pray, or they might walk the halls. And they're doing that just the prayer walkers that have been background checked, trained through our on-demand training, and they're praying that prayer focus over the students in those schools.
And how have the staff and teachers been with some Christians walking through the halls praying?
Well, for the most part, we kind of keep to ourselves. We are there if they'd like to pray with us, but we wait for them to kind of make that first ask. They know why we're there. We all have a lanyard on that identifies us as a trained and background check Keep Watch volunteer. But we have teachers in different buildings that share with us their requests, maybe for a specific student or a specific situation. And that's what we do. We go in and pray with them.
And how has this all impacted you, Heather?
It's been great to go into the schools where my children attend and know that there are Christian teachers and teachers that are praying for them and all the other students in the building.
And you equip your prayers, your prayer volunteers, with some guidance, the weekly prayer focus. Can you tell us about that and what this week is?
Yeah, so this week's theme is help. And so, praise God, our help. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Psalm chapter 54, 4. And so, God, we praise you for being our help. Thank you for sustaining us and strengthening us through your power. We also pray for hearts that are open to others. And do not forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. So, Lord, that we ask you that you would open the eyes of the students to see the needs in their classmates. Stir the hearts that they would be ambassadors of help, that they would do good and share with others. And we pray that the school staff would work well together, that they would share ideas to help one another and to help the students in need. Bless them with creative solutions in the areas that you know the help is needed. Pray for hearts that seek help from God. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. We pray that students and staff would know that you are God. Open the unbelieving eyes that they may see their need for you. May those that know you be reminded of your promises to help. And may school communities look to you for strength and help in every situation. So prayer is the admission that without Christ we can do nothing, and prayer is the turning away from ourselves to God in the confidence that he will provide the help we need. And prayer humbles us that we are needy and exalts God as wealthy. That's a quote from John Piper, a New Testament scholar and theologian.
Now, you guys have been doing this for several years, and maybe so someone in the Toledo area thinking, well, they probably have all the schools covered, they don't need me. Is that the case?
Oh, no. We definitely need more volunteers to pray in the schools, you know, because just like life, you know, people begin and then maybe their students move to a new school and maybe that school is open, And so we're always looking for new volunteers. They might be parents, retired teachers, even just community members or church members with a heart for the schools in their community.
Great.
And they can go to keepwatchprayer.org and learn more about how to sign up for volunteer training.
And actually, you guys have an event coming up where they can really get some good insight on how it all works and how to be a part of Keep Watch. Tell us about your breakfast coming up.
Yeah, so it's called our Rise and Shine. It's our annual breakfast. And if you're up listening to us now, then you can get up in time to come to breakfast, 7 a.m. and then 8:15 on Thursday, March 16th is going to be a really exciting time. It's great encouragement and powerful stories of how God has been working in schools across our nation and even locally here, and what God has done through Keep Watch and the volunteers that support it.
All right. How do people get signed up to be a part of the breakfast, and is there a deadline to get signed up?
Yes, they can go to keepwatchprayer.org, and our early bird prices end at the end of the month. And so we are over 60% sold already, and so we would like to encourage them to register now, buy one ticket for you and one for a friend, or even buy a table and bring several friends.
All right. And where can they go to sign up and find more information?
Keepwatchprayer.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Heather Norris, from the Keep Watch volunteer staff. We appreciate your time this morning, and we appreciate you getting into the schools and praying each and every week. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, and go out and enjoy that nice weather we're having this week.